Wendy, the recording is in process.
Yep.
As we are meandering our way through the college football. Today is October 17th when we're doing this.
Yep.
Wendy, it has been a couple of weeks because we did a show on Sunday. You were going out of town last week, and we're getting back on our regularly scheduled day of Thursday. Wendy, for some reason, Thursday just seems like the best day for us to do it. That might be what we have to stick with. We've named the show Fourth and Wendy.
Yep.
So it's Fourth and Wendy. I do this on a podcast too, so you can search Fourth and Wendy on a podcast. I know it goes out to Apple Podcasts, probably some other ones that I'm not sure of, but it is put out on podcast and YouTube. Wendy.
Yeah.
First off, tell me about your cruise. Let's get into where you cruise to.
Listen, I don't know what everybody's doing with their life if they're not doing cruise life. So I love cruise life. I started cruising a couple years ago. Me and my family love it. This time we went on Royal Caribbean, and I'm going to tell you, they're probably the top of the top so far. Like, we had the best time. We went away from the hurricane. We had beautiful weather. It was sunny and gorgeous everywhere we went. It was just a two-port stop. It was only a five-day cruise. But, Trey, we lived our best life for 5 days. So, again, it took the sting away just a little bit more when you get up on that cruise ship and you're looking out at the big open seas.
That's right, Wendy. You mentioned the hurricanes. You know, obviously the North Carolina people are really struggling from the hurricane. The Florida people are struggling for the hurricane. Yes. I mean, hurricanes come through. It really, really, I think, got these people in North Carolina definitely thinking about them.
Yes.
Hopefully they can get some things back in order. Glad you made it back safe, Wendy.
Yep.
One person I do want to shout out before I forget it is Jason Rockhill in Nashville, Tennessee. I don't think we have mentioned him much on the show. He's been very active in the text. He did go to the Vanderbilt game, said it was a wild scene. If you want to be entertained, you want to be entertained. And that was a couple weeks ago. Wendy, let's bounce into it. Let's rock and roll. Keep on rocking in the free world. We got some things to go over. The Alabama Crimson Tide took on the South Carolina Gamecocks at 11 a.m., Wendy. I was leaving Rainesville, Alabama, and I got in the car, and I listened to the entire broadcast on the radio with me and I think 6 million other people on that interstate from Knoxville. A two-hour trip took 4 hours. So I listened to all of it on the radio. I think you watched it, Wendy. Why don't you break down the Tide in South Carolina? Alabama ends up winning the game 27-25 in what was a wild game, Wendy.
Wild game. I want to start it with my board because I'm about to get on one, but I'm going to start it with the board. What's that?
Board's up. A win is a win, Earl Tide.
Roll Tide. I'm going to tell you something, Alabama fans. I don't know what season of football y'all watched last year. We weren't blowing anyone out last year either, guys, and that was with Nick Saban. But I'm going to tell you something. We won the ball game. It doesn't matter how we won the ball game. It doesn't matter how many points we won the ball game by. We won the ball game. South Carolina lost and Alabama won. And I'm going to tell you something. All y'all do is want to get online and talk about this wouldn't have happened under Nick Saban. Trey, is this not a true statement? Saturday after the game, before anybody had posted, did I not say, is everybody forgetting about the game we lost to Ole Miss and then barely beat Arkansas the next week? I mean, I had that conversation with you, correct? That Nick Saban wasn't there for how many ever years, and every single game was a blowout. Y'all, we barely beat Auburn last year. Barely beat Auburn. But all of a sudden, because it's a new coach and y'all don't like his T-shirt, then y'all want to get on here and you want to blow this team up. First off, guys, our defense played a lot better. Two turnovers, multiple stops. Multiple stops. I mean, y'all are sitting here acting like they didn't play better than the week before. Also, South Carolina, I said it on the podcast before I left to go out of town. They're not a bad football team, y'all. They've come very close in some games. They got robbed in a game earlier in the year by some officiating. They've got two of the best pass rushers in the entire country, not the SEC, the whole entire United States of America. And he got to Jalen Milroe. Jalen Milroe made some mistakes. Okay. We still won the ball game. We still won the ball game. It's like Ryan Williams. Why didn't you throw to him? He wasn't open. We were able to use some other guys. Our running game, we used the running game more. But at the end of the day, we won the ball game, and that's what you're supposed to do. The SEC is a tough conference, guys. Let's not sit around and bash our coach, bash our players. Our recruits hear that, by the way. Booing the crowd at halftime? Come on, Alabama fans.
Who booed?
I think Mom said Alabama fans booed at halftime when the guys were walking out. That's what Mom said.
I have not heard that. Whitney, you do. You bring up some good points, and I'm with you. You bring up some good points, but we are fans. I think you're right. We are fans. This is what we do. I think, you know, I mentioned this too. I think more of what I look at is you're watching these teams, and in this case, I was listening to the broadcast. But you're like, okay, well, are we good enough to beat the top echelon teams? Because that's really what, as an Alabama fan, we've been accustomed to. It's like we're not worried about beating the South Carolinas. Yeah, I know we lost to Vanderbilt. I mean, that's right. Point in case. But we're looking at it like, can this team beat Ohio State? Can this team be elite? And I think that's probably the glasses that we're looking at it through.
Right.
Whitney, I'll be honest, the thing with Nick Saban, and I know we bring him up because he's just such a big figure in the sport. You never had to worry about Alabama. Like, are these guys prepared for this?
Right.
You knew Nick Saban would have these guys prepared for all these situations. Okay. Now, whether they performed or they didn't, that's another thing. These are humans. These are athletes. They sometimes do, but you never had to worry about if they were prepared. With this team, I honestly thought driving in my car, jammed up in traffic, by the way, going 80 miles an hour. Have we even practiced on sidekick? There was a thing that went through my brain that was like, I wonder if our team even practices onside kick. We're having to call a timeout. We don't get the onside kick. I think it was just a great play. I watched it on review, and it was just a great play by the South Carolina kicker.
Yep.
I mean, it was a crazy kick, and they ended up getting it. Whitney, you make a lot of good points.
But when are we gonna get? So I totally get what you're saying. We're used to, like, we're all looking at this like, are we good enough to get the top 12? Right? As Alabama fans, we have an expectation of going to, before this year, the Final Four, whatever it was. Y'all, we were on the brink of not getting in the Final Four last year. But Florida State, we just beat Georgia because we're Georgia's bugaboo and end up getting in. Let's just. I understand the loss to Vanderbilt, and that's probably why I think if we'd have beat Vanderbilt and had a close game with South Carolina, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be being talked about. Does that make, like, I think it's all relative to the week before, but let's just calm down, right? Let's just calm down.
Relax.
And let's just respect that a win is a win. Like, we won the game, and that's all that we're required to do. And guys, sometimes we're going to win an ugly game, and sometimes we're going to win a great game. But at the end of the day, I wanted to see our defense get better, and I thought they did. Our offense last week is, to me, what struggled, y'all, not our defense. I thought our offense struggled last week, whereas before, our offense has been fine, and our defense was struggling. So at some point, we got to get those two things together, and that's probably more about what people will look like. But let's just remind everybody, during that Auburn game last year, we played like trash the entire game. We just forgot about it because he threw it fourth and 20,000 and he got it. So that's a lot is the emotion of this stuff. You all want to forget how crappy we looked for the whole entire fourth quarter of Auburn because it was this magician play at the end and we end up winning it. So let's give the same respect throughout the season, guys. But Roll Tide every day. We're playing Tennessee this week. Let's move on.
Let's move on, Wendy, and let's go over a couple of the games from last week. You had Texas-Oklahoma. Oklahoma came out. Texas ends up beating them 34-3. Oklahoma comes out, has an early pick, and that was really all she wrote. Oklahoma does not have an offense. Texas looks like a complete team. Mm-hmm. Wendy, let me bust down this. The Florida-Tennessee game. Florida ends up losing the game. Florida loses 17-23. Tennessee scores 23 points. Wendy, we watched most of that game. We were actually in Knoxville.
Yep.
And that was an incredible game. Florida did not convert on any of these red zone drives. Literally, if they kick field goals, they might end up winning the game. Tennessee still missing these long shots. And it's fun to watch because you're watching Tennessee and they run the ball. And then they throw it deep. And when they show it on TV, it's like, oh, there he is, wide open. And it's an overthrow. Yep. Or it's an underthrow. And
you're or it's an interception.
Yeah, or it's an interception. You're like holding your breath. And Florida's hanging on for dear life. The quarterback for Florida gets hurt. Tennessee pulls out the win there in a very entertaining game.
Very entertaining. And pulls out the win in overtime. And, you know, Florida probably should have gone for two right there at the end. Maybe would have gotten it, maybe not. I knew when it went to overtime, Tennessee was going to win the ball game. Home field advantage, it's late. Florida was, like, limping by the time, like, physically limping by the time they got to the end of this game. But, you know, I got to give Florida just, like, a little bit of props. I mean, to even stay in that game, you know, was a pretty big deal. I truly thought it was going to be a blowout. Tennessee's offense is just not clicking. Christopher's little friend, Zach, he probably does not listen to the show, but he's a big Tennessee fan. He was here last night. He said that Heupel said that they haven't even pulled out the second half of their playbook. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's an excuse from Heupel. You know, you might have should have. Maybe drilling Florida would have been a better bet than we don't want to show any of these other teams we've got to play, these schemes we've got. I don't know. But the quarterback, 18 years old, he's playing a little scared for me. Like, he reminds me a little bit of Milroe last year where it takes him a while to get going. They're having to lean heavy on their run game, which does very well for them. But listen, again, a win is a win. Tennessee won the ball game.
There is something going on with Tennessee, and what I think it is, and there's people that diagnose this stuff a lot better than I do. I say it every week. But it looks like if Tennessee gets a certain look, they're going to run the football. If Tennessee gets a certain look, they're going to throw the football. And I think these defenses are showing them something. And then after the play starts kind of cheating back out the other way or cheating back in the other way, adding some more people to the run box, and they're not being able to run the ball, and they're not quite complicated enough to know the difference.
Right.
Or they're just really hard-headed. I doubt Heupel's sitting there going, I've got a bag of tricks that I'm not pulling out, and he's gotten beat by Arkansas and really probably should have got beat by Florida. Going for two, I think everybody's like, Florida should have went for two. I would have went for two, blah, 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 blah. But I also think, too, your team has come back and put themselves in a chance to win the game. The 2-point was probably the play, but kick the extra point. You never know. Tennessee could fumble the football. Tennessee could miss a kick. Tennessee could throw an interception. I mean, there's a lot of things that really could have happened. Yep. I still think it's not the worst decision. Entertaining game at that. Oklahoma, Ole Miss at LSU at night in Tiger Stadium. LSU wins the game 29-26. Wendy, Ole Miss was like, you know, should we win this game? I don't, you know, here, I don't want to win this game, and gave it back. LSU, you have the game. LSU keeps coming back, hits a big fourth down play late in the game to send it into overtime. Then Ole Miss kicker hits a wild kick in overtime, and LSU scores on the first play. Wendy, the place goes crazy, and Ole Miss has two losses. The basketball unit down there. Did Ole Miss bring the basketball goal? Did y'all get to dunk a little bit?
Yeah,
practicing those dunks on the sideline, Ole Miss. You should be practicing a play to stop a fourth down. You should be stopping, you know, practicing some more plays to score some more points.
Yep.
Lane Kiffin, your favorite coach, Wendy, what's going on? What's wrong? I told y'all
weeks ago that LSU was figuring their team out from the beginning of the year. They really are. LSU was starting to kind of click. Here's the deal. Lane Kiffin, you've let me down, but I mean, there's no surprise, man. You've been left on tarmacs. I should have known that you could let me down. I didn't know you were going to let me down this big, but you've let me down. Here's the bottom line. At the end of the day, you got to have the athletes. LSU's got better athletes. They've got better athletes. Dart's not even in the conversation anymore. I do think it was a great game. I mean, as far as football goes, it was a phenomenal game to watch. It wasn't a crappy game. It kept me entertained. Like you said, this is all about entertainment anyway. But, you know, Ole Miss completely out of the conversation at this point. You know, are they the type of team? Has he built the type of team that's going to be mad about it and keep playing lights out? Or has he built the type of team that's like, we'll get them next year. Let's go practice our 3-point shots. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But at the end of the day, Huge letdown of a season for Ole Miss, which is just wild to be saying that after two losses. But in the world of football that we live in, it's about two losses and you're out of the conversation. So
yeah, and let's give some credit to Brian Kelly.
Yes.
Once again, I've said it before, Brian Kelly knows how to coach football. They end up losing early in the year and people forget about him. For some reason, they lose the first game or two every year and people kind of sleep on him. Brian Kelly is going to put his players in the best chance to places to win the game.
Yep.
That's why he's a good coach, and they're still hanging on. They're still in it. Wendy, Ohio State, Oregon, which was another incredible game, and don't get me started on all these games being on at the same time.
I know.
It's kind of a travesty. Oregon wins 32-31. Ohio State, it's a back and forth game. It is a game we probably will see again, Wendy. Yeah. I didn't see a lot of the game because there was these other games on, Wendy, but Oregon gets a big win. And Dan Lanning, he's like, here I am coming, get me, Wendy.
Yeah.
And he's put a target on Oregon's back, baby. And if they want the juice and they want the heat, I think he's about to get it.
I think he is too. Listen, phenomenal game. I'm with you on these times, but listen, phenomenal game. Lived up to all the hype. I mean, it was, the coaches are crazy. The players are crazy. Everything is wild. You know what I mean? In that game. And huge, huge deal for this game. I mean, they're both in the top four. You know, it's going to catapult somebody to number one. I mean, we kind of knew towards the end, if it was a close game, whoever lost wasn't falling out of the top four. They were both so good. But I think the most interesting part of this game for everybody was this last call, the 12th man. We've heard about it all week. You know what I mean? I call that good play calling. I mean, it's not illegal to do it. You see what I'm saying? It's not illegal to do it. I thought he's smart. He made a great play. I did hear the NCAA is now thinking about adjusting that rule to put the time back on the clock to prevent this from being a common thing.
So what you're talking about... Yeah, so what you're talking about is at the end of the game, there's 10 seconds to go, and it is being rumored that Ohio State had the ball with 10 seconds to go, and they're trying to get in field goal range. It is rumored that Oregon, Dan Lanning, put a 12th man on the field, and so that is a five-yard penalty. Winnie, what I'm a little bit confused about, and I don't know the rule that well, if Ohio State would have backed up and thrown a bomb and hit it in the end zone, I still think the play would have counted.
Right, it would have.
If he gains 15 yards on the play, I still think the play would have counted.
It would have.
Everybody's talking about the time that it took off, and, you know, it's really an unfair advantage. I don't know. It's a little bit confusing for me. I know that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to get the time to run off the clock, but I'm still confused on if Ohio State would have seen that and thrown it deep. Mm-hmm. Would the play have counted? I think it would have.
He took the 50-50 shot. He said that. He admitted to doing it first. It's not a rumor. Dan Lanning said he did it. So what he did is he waited. 50-50 shot. If they throw it down the field, they're going to catch it. Then they throw it down the field and they're going to catch it. He took the 50-50 shot that he wasn't going to be able to complete the pass. So he took a bet and he won and he got 4 seconds off the clock. But of course the hoopla of it is this: it's not cheating. He didn't do anything wrong. He just played the rule book. That's it. He put a 12th man on the field. It doesn't matter why he did it. The rule is 12th man. The play goes. It didn't go. He was able to run the seconds off the clock. But it's not a rumor. Dan Lanning said he did.
Okay. I got you. So cool.
There's that.
Listen. Dan Lanning is slowly becoming public enemy number one. He's smoking cigars and he's
chest bumping.
He's chest bumping. Let's see what they can do. Wendy, let's roll in here to week number 8. We got to do both these shows in the same day.
Yep.
Week number 8 is going to be another jam-packed weekend. And for some reason, we have decided to play fall baseball all day on Saturday. So
what?
I'm not sure who sets up these fall baseball schedules or fall sports. Here's what I'm saying. I think in the fall, sports should be played on Friday and Sunday. Saturday should be left alone. That's a whole nother story for a different day. Wendy, we have some games. I'm going to click through some games real quick. We don't have to talk about it.
Hold on. Are you going to these fall baseball games? You're actually going to go?
It depends on what time they are.
I would be like, y'all have fun. I'm dropping off and I'll pick back up. I'd be walking up to another parent that didn't care about football and be like, here's $30. Give him as much Chick-fil-A and Icy's as he wants. I'll come up here and pick him up. You would not find me at a baseball field this Saturday. And I love my kids, but I don't care. Go ahead.
All right, so we have Texas A&M back on the docket today. Texas A&M, sneaky undefeated in the SEC play. They're going to play Mississippi State. We have LSU, who is hanging in there playing at Arkansas. Arkansas has upset some teams. Not an easy out for LSU. Got another big game this week. We have the Auburn.
Football.
Tigers. The Missouri, I guess they're the Missouri Tigers, too. I think they are up in Missouri. So Auburn gets back on track. Auburn is saying, I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Right. I'm back. I had to tell the dogs to be quiet. There's another barking squirrel.
So can Auburn get back on track against the Missouri Tigers at 11 o'clock?
No, Trey. I mean, listen, maybe, I don't know. I don't think Missouri's that good. But I just see, even if Auburn can get down to the fourth quarter and not throw an interception, they're going to throw it late and Missouri's going to win. I just see Missouri winning. Might be a closer game like it was with Auburn and Oklahoma, but I see Missouri pulling it out. Sorry, Auburn.
Auburn wins the football game. Auburn can see clearly now.
Okay.
The rain is gone. Auburn wins the football game. It gets them back on track.
Are you drunk?
Not yet.
Have you
been
drinking? Okay.
Not yet. All right, Whitney, we got the Georgia, Texas. The biggest game in the country is going to be a night game. Georgia travels out to Texas. Whitney, Texas is the complete team, the offense, the defense, the special teams. Nobody gets in their way. They look a lot like the Alabama teams, Whitney. But Georgia comes into town.
Yeah.
Georgia, as we've heard on the radio, is still looking for an identity.
Yeah.
Fairly boring team to watch.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to bang on Georgia. They're just kind of a boring team to watch. But can Georgia give Texas anything? What do you think is going to happen in Texas?
Texas is going to demolish Georgia. And honestly, guys, I mean, Mississippi State gave them a run for their money last week. I'm not sure about Georgia. I'm with you. A lot of their weapons, McConaughey, Bowers, like these guys that they had, they just don't have them this year. Had a huge lead over Mississippi State last week. Mississippi State kind of crawled its way back into the game. Georgia still won the game. On the news for all the wrong reasons, you know, it seems like Georgia is on the news with players and Kirby Smart pushing some guy. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It feels like Georgia's falling apart a little bit at the seams. I don't think that Georgia's a bad football team. I'm in no way, shape, or form saying that. But honestly, I think Texas is going to beat them, and I think Texas is going to beat them pretty good. I'm talking like 15 to 20 points, man. I don't think Georgia's got it this year. But also, I think their schedule's favorable from here on out. But I don't think they've got it this year.
Well,
Texas by a mile.
Texas by a mile. Whitney, Georgia is searching for an identity. If you were Georgia, this is why you come to Georgia. I mean, it's an obvious situation. Everybody's going to be watching this football game. You really need to win the game. It's not as big as game for Texas. Texas still has some wiggle room in this deal.
Right.
But Georgia, somebody. This is what you have to understand. Somebody has to make a play.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming back from last year, from 2 years ago. Whoever's in that locker room, whoever suits up and whoever's in the locker room, you are the people. Stop waiting on people to make plays. Stop waiting on people to do things. You do it. You do it. Don't worry about somebody else doing it. You get the job done. Whitney, I think Georgia's going to come in. And I think Georgia was going to win this football game. I think Georgia's going to turn up the heat a little bit. Sometimes these primetime athletes have to have primetime lights. And somebody from Georgia is going to have to get in that locker room and say, y'all get out of my way. I'm about to blast somebody. Looking for a really big game. Georgia's going to win the game. Whitney, and the last one we're going to talk about as we roll through the games here is the Alabama Crimson Tide. Roll Tide Roll. We'll visit Neyland Stadium in Rocky Top this weekend at the scheduled 2:30 Central Time, 3:30 Eastern Time. Whitney, Rocky Top will be rocking and rolling. And I tell you what, you better put your hard hat on for this one, Wendy. Break it down. What's going to happen? Now, don't give me the fluff. We need okay. fluff.
Give me. I don't fluff, Trey. If anybody fluffs, it's you. You're. Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something. We're about to walk into the loudest stadium I've ever been in. I mean, it is no joke how loud this place is. It's 110,000 people.
No fluff.
With every bit of hate that they have in their heart just being poured onto the same field. It's
That's
the
true.
Truth. It's
that
the
is
truth.
True. They do not like Alabama.
Every one of them
they
hate
do not like
us.
Alabama.
They do not like the University of Alabama. They don't like Alabama fans. They don't like Alabama players. It is all of this energy going towards this 100-yard field that these guys are on. I believe it or not, y'all, I think Alabama's going to win, and I think Alabama's going to win big. I here's the deal. I think Tennessee is more Whoa. Lost than we are, Trey. I here's the deal. This week is the week that Alabama's offense and defense are going to play the same. They don't have two of the best edge rushers in the country, okay? This is a caveat. If they don't hurt our players, because Tennessee's been taken out, I'm not saying purposefully. I'm saying that there's been multiple injuries, so we're going to have to keep these kids safe and uninjured. But we've got multiple of our players coming back. Law's coming back big time guy. I just, I'm not convinced that Tennessee's got it this year. I think that Heupel will be put. I think we're going to get ahead. I think it's going to look a lot like Georgia. I see us scoring a lot early, and I see all things starting to click for us this week. That's what I see. And it's not fluff. It's Trey. I'm right about 99% of stuff on here, except for Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin screws me every year, but I'm right about a lot of stuff, not stats, not names, but all the other stuff I'm pretty good at. Fluff is, well, I don't know. I mean, they've got a good defense. Whatever. They're barely beating Florida. But then again, we're losing to Vandy. I'm just telling you, I really see both things starting to click this week. That's what I see for Alabama. That's what I want to see for Alabama.
Yeah, and I think that's wishful thinking. If you're an Alabama fan, that's what you really want to see happen. I want to state some facts that I know as a fact. Tennessee has a good defense. Fact. Fact of the matter, I don't care what Tennessee has a good defense. I think Tennessee's offense is just a little bit of a ticking time bomb ready to explode. That's what really makes me nervous about this game. Can they find it? Can they hit that groove and start hitting some passes? I know that. So out of the four units, Alabama's offense, Alabama's defense, and Tennessee's defense, I know is a stable factor. They're really, really good. Alabama's offense has shown that they're good. Alabama's defense has shown that they're good. But you just don't know that they're good, okay?
Right.
You just don't know that they're good. Now, this swarm defense that everybody likes, and it basically we're playing prevent from the first snap, you know,
right.
for lack of knowing a better way to say it. I think this defense is designed for more of this type of offense, okay?
Right.
So where Nick Saban designed these defenses to stop the run and we were going to give up some big plays, this is, I think, our Alabama defense is designed to stop these type offenses. So
right.
it's going to be this game could really go either way. I could see it being a really low-scoring game, and I could really see it being a high-scoring game. And there's one key factor of this game, Wendy, and would you like to know what it is?
Tell me what it is, Trey, not the fluff.
No fluff. There's no fluff here.
Go.
Which side of the bed does Jalen Milroe wake up on?
I know. But here's the thing.
Wendy, our hopes and our dreams for this game is decided on one side of the bed that Jalen Milroe wakes up on, Wendy. And he's going to wake up on the side of the bed, and I'm putting this out in the air, that he's going to go be dominant. He
right.
is going to go be dominant, play with a reckless abandon, and go win this football game for the University of Alabama. But it hinges on one thing. Jalen Milroe gets you a good night's sleep. You're the best player in America. You
right.
need to go out there and show it how to do it. I want Alabama to win. I think Alabama can win, but it is going to get nasty.
What's your score prediction?
Let's go with the Alabama Crimson Tide 33 and the Tennessee Volunteers. I'm thinking 26.
Then what's funny is I was going to go 35-27. We're basically twins. I was literally 35-27. But here's the other thing. Everybody wants to talk about their defense. I'm not sure they've gone up against an offense yet. So let's slow y'all's roll on this defense.
Watch them.
Yeah. Guess who had an offense, Trey? It was called Arkansas. And guess who won the ball game? Arkansas. I'm going to tell you.
They scored 22 points with a touchdown late.
Just trying to tell you, I'm not sure they've gone up against an offense like ours. We'll see. Listen, we're 2 days away. We'll see who's right and wrong. It's normally me, by the way. It's typically me. But we'll see.
All right. Well, sounds good. Listen, do we want to try to get to the messages or not? I don't know that we have time. We have 5 minutes left on this call.
Listen, can you recap what Mommy B said?
No, because I barely listened to the message. She just got it in. And it's Karen from Knoxville, by the way. Karen.
Okay, sorry.
All right, let's try to get this in. Hold on. Now, there was a couple left from MJR, but they did not come through. Something was going on with this. Let's just try to do it, Wendy. I mean, when in Rome. I don't know anymore.
Maley, you got to talk a little bit louder when you call. Talk loud.
Can hear you. Let's see.
Hello, this is Karen from Knoxville. I've just got to say, I'm so tired of the rhetoric about Alabama. The SEC is the hardest conference to play in. Our coaches are working out the kinks in our team. Remember that our defensive backs are very young, and nobody that knows me can question my love for the Tide. I'm frustrated, but give these guys a chance. I mean, you'd think you were listening to whining Tennessee fans. And, geez, let DeBoer wear whatever he wants to wear. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
And that is Karen.
I'm glad we listened to it. Yeah.
Yeah. That is Karen from Knoxville. She wants Alabama fans to stop whining. We don't need to sound like Tennessee fans. Wendy, looking forward to a great weekend. Yep. All the text threads out there. Everybody, hello. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Let's try to pull this out. And listen, if you have something to say and you've been given the number, you're more than welcome to call. Yes. We'll play your messages on air. Wendy, what do you have to say before we roll on out of here?
That's it, y'all. I'm going to say it again. A win is a win is a win. I'll take a win over Tennessee 27-26 all day. It doesn't matter. Let's just get all this together. Let's stay fans of the team. We love Alabama. Let's cheer for our team, good or bad. Let's just be better than some of these other fan bases. But at the end of the day, let's go Roll Tide, and we're going to beat Tennessee this week. Mark my words, we're going to beat Tennessee this week.
Hey, everybody out there, have a great weekend. It should be fun. The weather's good. We will see y'all next weekend. Wendy, I love you. Roll Tide.
Peace. Roll Tide. See y'all later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.